And now joining us on the air, another student athlete from the Lincoln County area. That's Kemmer High School senior Kylie Price, who was on the 2A state championship team for the girls track and field for the Kemmer Lady Rangers, but also a swimmer and going collegiate in the swimming pool. Kylie Price, good morning, Kylie. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for taking a few minutes and talking to us today. And we're going to get to the swimming stuff because that's obviously really exciting. But how cool was it to get to bring home the team title trophy for the Lady Rangers this last weekend? That's got to be pretty neat.
It was. It was so cool. We worked so hard in order to get that, and I was so excited when we were able to complete what in first place.
Now, Kylie, you were a thrower for the Lady Rangers. Tell us how you did personally, and then we'll talk about that team title as well.
I think I did pretty well for what I was entered in for state. I did not, sadly, score any points for our team, but I did knock a few people down so that they could not get any more points so that we could win.
There you go. Nicely done. And so this is the first team title, if I'm not mistaken, in 40 years for the Lady Rangers. So, I mean, that's got to be probably one of the most memorable bus rides home that you've had. Talked about that and allude to that moment of that team title and what it's been like over the last couple days.
Oh, yeah, it was so cool. We had a blast. Everyone was so excited. We were, like, freaking out and, like, going all crazy, especially considering the fact that we had got runner-up last year, and it was really close. It was a really close race again, but this time we came out on top, and it was just nice to feel that. And on the bus ride home, it was a great feeling that we all had.
You know, you just kind of touched on it. It really was a close race, and we had Coach Thatcher on last weekend after day one, and he was kind of talking about how it was going to come down to, or he felt like it was going to come down to Cameron and Big Piney, and that's what it ended up being, and it ended up being so close. And kind of talk about that week, because the week before at regionals, it was flip-flopped a little bit, and so obviously, you know, back and forth, what type of conversations did you have as a team leading into that last weekend?
As a team, we told each other to, like, fight and keep going, even when it got hard, and, like, just to never give up on what we're doing, because we were so close, and every point was going to matter for this title.
Kemmer High School senior Kylie Price on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Kylie, let's talk swimming. That's your sport. You're going collegiate with it, committing to the University of Jamestown, North Dakota. Tell us what events you've competed in the swimming program for the Lady Rangers.
I have completed in pretty much every single one, all the way from the IM. Sorry, to a freestyle.
I want to talk about this just from a standpoint of not, I mean, it can't be easy to kind of get your name out there as a swimmer from Western Wyoming. Cause let's be honest, there's no bodies of water. You're landlocked. I mean, obviously you got your pool to work with, but I'm amazed that there's so much, it's got to take a high level of commitment to stick with that and get your name out there and then draw a college scholarship. Talk about that process.
It was a long process. I've been wanting to swim for, like, as long as I can remember. And it was such a nice thing that I could actually go to college for it, because I wanted to so bad. And it would be, it is really hard trying to get out and explore, especially considering there's no really swim schools around this area, except for Division I schools. And so I was like, we just got to keep fighting, and I did, and I got there.
Very cool. That's like Dal said, it's amazing that we have someone from this part of the country going collegiate and swimming. It's really cool. You mentioned that you do all kinds of different events. Which would you say is your best event, your favorite? This is the one that, Kylie, this is my event. And which events do you anticipate doing in college when you get there?
Probably the 50 freestyle, and I reckon I'd probably end up becoming a sprinter, because I have done long distance, and it's not exactly the easiest thing, and I have a feeling that I can do better as a sprinter in short course.
What is something that is kind of an inside common knowledge for competitive swimmers that maybe the average casual non-swimmer doesn't know about?
Well, there's many things. Swimming is a really confusing sport, and you kind of have to know what you're talking about in order to figure it out, in order to watch it. But I would say, well, you can, like, in, what people kind of don't really remember is that when we are underwater, we can't breathe, and so you have to restrict yourself from being able to breathe and pushing out air differently, because you can only take so many breaths, otherwise your time gets slowed down, and in other words, like, especially for sprinting.
Yeah, so it's a training process, right, to get you ready for that. So, Kylie, tell us about the University of Jamestown, North Dakota. You mentioned the struggle it was to find a college in the region with a swimming program that you would fit into. Why Jamestown in North Dakota? How did you find them, and what drew you to that school?
Actually, their coach found me, and I pretty much just looked into their school and was like, this is actually a really nice school, and I was kind of excited because they're really nice, they're welcoming, they do so many things to have the effort for people to do sports within their college and actually study and get their degree.
Well, obviously, we use the term student-athlete. You're going to be in the pool, and you're going to be getting a scholarship and doing that kind of thing, but what are your areas of study that you're hoping to focus on once you get there?
I want to be a nurse when I graduate from college, so I'm going to focus on getting my RN.
Very cool. So I guess Kemmer graduation's tomorrow, right? So it's coming right up. And what is the summer training schedule like for you now going to be a collegiate swimmer? Have you talked to the coaches about what that looks like and how things will be until you go to classes in the fall?
Since I already have a pool here in Kemmer, Wyoming, they're not going to make me come down in order early. So what they're going to do is they're having me like train. They're either going to send me a workout, or I'll get a workout from the club coach that's in Kemmer, Wyoming, and we can just go over it. And I pretty much will swim like every day for like 2 hours.
Man, good deal. Well, Kylie, again, congratulations to you on a great season, and congrats to the Lady Rangers track program, of course, track and field, and best of luck to you going forward. What advice, Kylie, last question, what advice would you have for the next generation of Ranger swimmers who would love to take it to the next level? What does it take to get there?
Swimming is hard. It really is. You have to fight. You have to get up in the morning. You have to want to put that energy into it. But at the end of the day, it's so rewarding, and it's so nice to go and move on and be like, I was able to do that.
It's Kylie Price, Kemmer High School Lady Rangers, and heading out to the University of Jamestown, North Dakota, to be a collegiate swimmer. Kylie, again, congratulations to you and best of luck. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.